Chulin, Perek Tes Mishnehei. Kulis Hameis for Kulis Hamukdoshim. Kulis is a word that's used for an etzem, it's a bone, and it's a hollow bone. It's not full of density of bone. It has inside moyach. The marrow is called kulis. So it has something inside that's really lachila. The same thing is true by an etzem of kochim. Hanageh bohen, bein stumin. Both, if the moyach is not touchable, that means the bone covers over, it's tachahalo, and there's moyach inside. If it has moyach, touching the bone is considered a negia to the moyach, both when it's sosum, when it's covered over by the etzim itself, ben nekuvin, or where there's a hole and it's taka touching the moyach is exposed, the marrow is there. Which means he's really not touching the marrow, is touching the bone, v'afil hochi, it's mekabel tumo. A word of explanation, what does it mean, kulas hameis, we understand, it's a dead animal. So the shali is on tumas nevela. What's kulas hamakdoshim, what's the tumah of that? So the Rav says right away from the Gemara, that we're talking about pigel v'noisa, it was psuli hamakdoshim, and the aloch is that pigel v'noisa is a dinder abonets mitamen hayadayim. So both of them are considered tumah. We're talking over here about tumas mace. If somebody touched, or somebody was mahil, or was in the same oil with him, tumas mace, or the tumas hanegia of taka of pigel v'noisa. However, kulas nevela v'kulas hasheret. If we're talking about tumas nevela, we're talking about tumas hasheret. Hanegeh bem stumim tohar. Remember, touching an etzem is not called touching botzer. It's only mitame because one is touching the moyach shebifnim. He's not. It's stumim. Nekuvim kolshu mitamim b'mago. The knetch over here is that since it's exposed and it's possible to touch the marrow, so then we see the etzem as being a shoymer, and then it's mitame as if he touched the moyach itself. If it's completely sosum, then it's not a shoymer for the moyach. The moyach is out of, it's untouchable. It's untouchable, you can't touch the shomer and thereby be considered touching it. Once it's exposed, touch state the din of the Mishnah, that it would be considered touching it itself, also din shomer. Minayin she'af b'maso. The Mishnah asks this shayla, l'chad is by kulis of nevela, and not kulis shel sheretz, because nevela is metama ben b'mago u'ben b'maso, as there's state in pasu, v'anoise is nevloso. But Lamaisa Sheretz is only mitam b'tumas mago. The pasuk says kol anegeh behem b'moisim yitma d'orof, not mitam b'maso. Maso is a chumrah. He didn't touch it. He only carried it. So what the Mishnah means to say is l'chayra carrying the bone with the moyach inside should be mitame, even though it's completely sosum, because Lamaisa is carrying it. You want to tell me by mago, he's not touching it. So it's a vort only that if it's nokuv, that's called a shomer. But Masa, what's the difference if it's Nakav or not? He's carrying the Masa. He's carrying the Etzem. On that, we have Gzeis HaKosuv. Talmud Loimah HaNegeya VaHanoisei. The Torah puts the two together. And the Torah means to point out, as Shebo Lechlal Mago, Bo Lechlal Maso. Loi Bo Lechlal Mago, Loi Bo Lechlal Maso. Maga and Masa have to go together. Whatever is Shaykh to Mago, also, with Chazal understood from the pasuk is moisiv tumas maso, but tumas maso is only hoisof on mago, not a separate tuma unto itself. Mishnah Vov, beitzas hasheretz hamaru kemes. We're talking about something else, which is shayich to hilchos shomrim. Beitza of a sheretz that inside there's an unhatched sheretz. Tohiru. It's impossible to touch the Efroyach. Efroyach is usually used for a chick that's inside an egg. So here it's not a chick, it's something else that's growing inside the egg. Lemaisa, since the shell completely seals access to what's inside, so like we just learned before about an etzim, if it's completely sosum, it's not considered touching. However, nikva, if there's a one place in the shell that had a hole that was pierced, kol shu, tmeya, was invited to the same thing. Now the Mishnah says something interesting. Achba shechetzi bosa v'chetzi adomo. is something we have no hasog in, but the Rishonim bring it. The Rav and Rashi bring it based on the Gemara. The Rambam in Pirshim Mishnayis over here has, we'll read the Lashon of the Rav. Yesh min achpo she'eni poro v'rovo. There's some type of animal, and achpo normally is like a mouse. It doesn't have regular reproduction. El me'atzmoy noitzim min ha'adoma. It doesn't reproduce young, but it reproduces straight from the soil. Ka'ashpa ha'mesharetzis teloim. The ground, so to speak, produces the worms that turn into these achbarim. The Rambam says, Havayis ha'achbar me'elov min ha'adoma. Hu inyin mefor samoid en mispel ha'reva magidim li sheroza. The Rambam says he heard it from eyewitnesses, he didn't see it himself. The Rambam says biologically, scientifically, it's very hard to understand, but there is such a thing. Good. This is all the Svarim Kadmoinim. Even the Chachmei HaTeva bring this. So we believe it so. We have no idea. Look at the Tver Solov he has in Arichus, and he brings also from a German biologist that there was such a thing. So since the Metzius over here is that it's formed from the Alpha, what happens if it was Chetzi or Basar? Half of it was already formed into a flesh and blood Akbar, which is a Sheretz, that's Metame. Half of it is still Adoma. And again, Basar Tome, the Chetzi that's Basar, biologically, is Metame. Bo Adoma, Tohor. Rabbi Yehuda, Oime, Af, and again, Adoma, Shekinegin, Abasar Tome. The Mephoshim bring the Pasuk that speaks in Tumas Sheretz, Zelechem Atomei Basheretz, Hasheretz Al Oretz, Zelechem Atomei Basheretz, in the family of Shrotzim. Hasheretz Al Oretz, what is this word teaching us? Basheretz means something that's not exactly a Sheretz, but it's like a Sheretz. This is referring to this Achbo, Shechetzi Basu Vechetzi Adoma, and says that's Mitame. So Melehi understands that the Tumas, even the Chelik that's Negea Ba'adoma, even the chelik that's ba'adoma, if it's keneged ha'basar, so memela, the right side turned to basar, so then the back part that's adoma is also metame, and the chelik that's not is not. Okay, it's a dvarim tmuim. We'll just be mesayim by pointing out that achbar we touched before is a mouse. There is a Rashi in Sanhedrin that touches an achbar, something else, askerol, which the Mepharshim explained means what we call a squirrel. So that could also be, there's a whole family of different types. Squirrels, chipmunks, mice, they're all meshach shaychi to the same idea.